I guess I am my mother's daughter. Yeah, and I wouldn't have that any other way, to be honest.
Talk about drama queen. Talk about being really extra. That is her 100%, honestly.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. My name is Susan Akuvi, your host, and welcome to this episode.
So I sound a little bit rusty because my day was how my voice sounds right now, and I would have it another way, trust me. Yeah, so the purpose of this episode, okay, calm down everybody. I know Mother's Day is past, like National Mother's Day, which is like the Mother's Day that's recognized in the US and, you know, some parts of the world. Also, Mother's Day in Nigeria has come and gone, but I intentionally kept this episode up until this point to mark Mother's Day on the 8th of May, which is like the Mother's Day of England, which is Mother's Day in the UK. Why? Because I don't know. I mean, just because. But most importantly, I really didn't want to drop this episode when it was Mother's Day, you know, every other place. So I know I'm late to this table, but happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there. It doesn't matter if you're a shitty mom, if you're an amazing mom. If you're a shitty mom, trust me, you can be better, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day. Most of us, let me tell you, adulting already, we are just faking it and pretending like we have everything figured out. Which, in retrospect, we do not. So, I know you're going to get there. Personally, I am terrified of being a mother because I feel like I might fuck my kid up. But yeah, one day at a time, I guess.
So, happy Mother's Day to all of the amazing mothers, the mothers-to-be, and everybody who's thinking about, you know, being a mother, obviously. So, in honor of Mother's Day, I just want to talk about my mother real quick because she's a queen. She's a drama queen. A queen regardless. I feel like who isn't, right? Which Nigerian mom isn't a drama queen? My mom is a jumble of a lot of things.
First of all, her name is Patricia Akuvi. So I've had her on two episodes on the show, the Akuvi Girls Therapy Lounge. So I have that in part one and in part two. So listen to those episodes and come back and thank me. Oh, she's going to be 50 this year. So big birthday coming up. We've never celebrated her birthday ever. So this year we want to do something. I hope I have money before. In fact, don't worry. It's not even a question of I hope. I have to have money. I mean, come on. You don't turn 50 every day. So yes, she's going to be 50 this year. She doesn't look it. She looks older than 50. She's going to kill me for this, but really, my mom is somebody that she really doesn't care about looks. She doesn't care about makeup. She doesn't care about hair. She has one item of makeup since I have known my mother all through my life, guys. My mom only wears an eye pencil. Not even an eye pencil. Calm down. She wears this kajal, this tozali. Like, my mom wears her makeup without even looking in the mirror. And I'm like, please, you have a big ass mirror. Can you put it to good use? She's such a weirdo. She's a superwoman. I say that because she's a mother to 6 amazing children. How'd you do that? Our mothers are superheroes, guys, because the things they have done and the things they keep doing is just out of this world. Honestly, if you have more than 3 kids, you're a superwoman. If you even have one, what am I saying? I beg. It's not easy. Like, I would know. Also, my mom has this body strength and this agility that I don't even know where it comes from. She's so strong. She's so freaking healthy. Since I've known my mother has never been admitted in the hospital. I'm not making this up. Like, if my mom is sick, all she needs is just maybe drugs and maybe sleep for 2 days. In which case, she doesn't even sleep. So yeah, she's hardworking. She has this...
Like, I don't have her physical strength. I wish I did. Like, I admire that so well about her. When they say jack of all trades, master of, I don't know, that is my mother.
Till now, she still goes to the farm. She doesn't play with her farm. Are you serious? Auntie doesn't play.
My mom does every farm work. My mom can make ridges. My mom can make heaps. She plants. She harvests. She weeds. My mom can mold blocks. My mom can plaster a house. My mom can paint. Dude, my mom is so handy.
I have never seen my mother like sit down and just tell herself, oh, I have 5 hours to rest, and she actually uses that 5 hours to rest. No, my mom will look for something to do. She likes to keep herself busy. My mom is somebody that you can be sleeping and she would think it's luxury. Like, she just wants to see you active the way she is, you know. And I keep telling her, oh, I don't come this life to suffer, I don't come this life to keep myself.
Why are you so obsessed with me? She's like, I don't care about you. And I'm like, no, you care, you actually do love me.
She's the most restless person I knew. Like, I don't know if it's the hard worker in her or if it's just the restlessness in her, but she always looks for something to do. She might just see one grass. You know, she just wants to pull that one grass. And, you know, the next thing you see her with a whole machete or a hoe, and then she's, like, weeding the entire compound. Like, she just looks for work. My mom in the night will be jumping people's head, trying to kill mosquitoes. My mother can slap you on your face in the night and you wake up and then she's like, I was trying to kill a mosquito. Let it bite me. It's my body. She also is an amazing cook. I feel like you can't just be an amazing cook overnight. I feel like you have to have a foundation or something. And my mom is that foundation for me. I still have some of my mom's recipes that I know that till next year they are still banger, they are still killer. My mom taught me early in life how to, you know, have 3 or 4 ingredients in the house and just like make it work. I'm telling you, I be in the kitchen and I'm like mixing and matching and just trying out new things. I got that from my mother. I almost wanted to mention some of the things that my mom cooks that are my favorite like meals, but at the end of the day I feel like she has this version of every meal that I like. So she is also very spiritual. Like, my mom is somebody that she's really big into church. I love that she's that way. I love she's a prayer warrior. I love that I can tell her, okay, pray for me, and you know, she will come through. Sometimes I feel like I'm alive because of my mom's prayers. I know I'm a sinner. Hey, what are you talking about? Like, I sing every other day. And yeah, I know my mom intercedes for me anyway. My mom taught me how to tithe, fam. Like, she taught me how to split my money, and I am forever grateful to her for that. The next thing that I would say is my mom is very traditional. She is a typical African traditional mom. When something is even going on in this Nigeria, I feel like I should not even be telling her, because my mom always has a conspiracy theory to literally everything. Like, it's comedy at this point. I swear it's entertaining.
Like, my mother will wake you up at night just to tell you, stop following this particular transport company. They belong to Illuminati. Don't take COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, she said there is no COVID. Then she'll tell you about this president, that president. She says some really outrageous things. And in my head, I'm like, how do you know? She said, ah, Tiana. Yo, where'd you get your news from? My mom, don't worry, she's very African. She's very Nigerian. She's very Tiv. She's someone that believes in marriage. She's someone that believes in early marriage. And she's somebody that should tell you, oh, if a guy wants to date, he needs to come with the parents, first of all, and then he needs to ask for permission. Then when they give him permission, then he goes and meets you, you know. But here's the thing that I love about my mother. Despite all of these things, she's never said, oh, when are you getting married? Are you going to get married? Oh, get married already. I feel like she uses her friends. Like, my mom is a drama queen.
My mom really doesn't believe in space. She is literally always in your business. It's like, what are you doing? Where are you going? How are you doing it? Who are you seeing? Who are you talking to? Who is on the phone? What's making you laugh? What? Like, she wants to know the what, when, how, who, where. What am I missing out? Like, literally everything. She wants to know everything. She wants to know every freaking thing, which is low-key exhausting, because I'm like, dude, I'm not 20 anymore. Moms don't understand that.
Like, if you tell my mom that you have depression, she's like looking for receipts. Your husband did not leave you. You can't be depressed. This kind, like, she'll be looking for facts to back up your claim. She can never say she's wrong. She can never say she's sorry. Like, even when you catch her off guard, She will look for a comeback. She will maneuver her way and just be like,
am I your mate?
And that's the end of the conversation. I give you a nice to my mother. She'll just be happy and she'll just be the best version of herself. Don't be a rude child. Don't be a stubborn child. And then you get the best version of my mom.
She doesn't like disrespect. Like, she would not hesitate to pull rank on your ass. You know those African mothers that are... They feel like they've come the longest way and they're just stuck in their ways and they cannot move any inch and change for nothing. My mom is like that.
You know, I keep saying my mom is a gangster. I'll tell you why. My mom is somebody that, you know, has this tough love thing on lock. She doesn't show her feelings if she's got any. She doesn't show her emotions. Like, I know when my mom is uncomfortable. I know when she's upset. I know when she's happy about something. Like, I know when she's excited. Like, it's really cute when she's excited about things. Her eyes, like, light up and she can't stop talking about it. And in my head, I'm like, oh, God. It's there in her deep down. Also, and this is very intense, my mom is the best manager. I want to have a business in this life and put my mom in charge and I'll just go and sleep. My mom would account for literally every penny. I don't know how she's that way. She's so honest. She's so credible. My mom could never cheat anybody. My mom is sanctimonious.
Also, my mom is actually really intelligent. If my mom went to school all the way, I feel like she would have done really well.
She's also wise as hell. Like, I love talking to my mom because I feel like she gives me wisdom. I really don't like hanging with people, but I would sometimes... Okay, I would just see my mom because I really wanted her to impact me. My mom's friends are my friends. I have this banter with all of my mom's friends. Like, I have nicknames for all of them. Well, some of them. And the thing is, they don't make me feel like I'm young or I'm small, you know? Even when I know I'm saying shit most of the time, they still let me, you know, feel like I'm relevant. And they help me hold my own. I love their counsel. I love their guidance. And it's something I wouldn't trade for anything.
Also, she's a giver. Oh Lord, she is so generous. Like, my mom would pack all our food and give other people outside and forget that the people in the house are not cockroaches, they're actually human beings. I don't know who does that. Mom, let me not even go there, because what?
There was a time that my house was like an orphanage. Every other morning, you just wake up and see the friend picking. Some people will be staying for weeks, some people will be staying for 2 weeks, some people staying for days. You can just be like, oh, I need to travel, it's impromptu. I don't know, she just, come drop them with me now. Like, and then these kids, they wake up in the morning, they'll be like, mama, they'll give my mom list. I want to take tea, fried plantain. My mother say, and what else? And they'll say fried eggs. Like, I don't chop fried egg this morning. What the hell?
She's quick and open to give people multiple chances. She'll give you 1,000 chances if possible.
You know when they say, oh, moms are like a support system, I know that because of my mother. Like, I believe that because of my mother.
Since my dad fell sick, guys, like, my dad has a stroke, and you know when you have a stroke, it literally comes with every other thing. But guys, she did that, and that's just an example of all of the things she does for everybody. She chose to be that person to just, you know, be there for my dad, you know. Like they say, oh, better or worse, my mom is that example for me, because she showed me that, okay, you can actually make this work no matter how bad it gets, you know.
You can count on her to come through for you any day, any time. If you met my mom for the first time, you'd really not be able to tell that she's a sweet person, because she has this mean look. She has this don't talk to me kind of look. She has this am I your mate kind of look, you know. But deep down, she's actually really sweet. But it's like really deep down, you know. I don't think I can be as sweet as my mom, because my mom, when it comes to being kind, she throws away common sense and just, like, you know, trust her hunch, which honestly I have my reservations about that. Guy, once beaten, twice shy. But my mom, I feel like it's 100 times beaten and never shy. My mom is somebody that she would literally go out her way to do things for people, come through for people, cover up for people,
Hell, my mom might borrow to give you.
You know when you have that mother and you really don't know what she's going to say, you really can't trust what's going to come out of her mouth. Like, she keeps everybody on their toes and everything. You're just in your head saying Allah, Allah, and just wishing and hoping and praying that she doesn't really go out of line. That kind of mom. Well, my mom is worse than that.
Oh, she's exhausted. She would roast the hell out of me. People say I roast people. No, I don't. Like, meet my mom. She has no filter whatsoever. She is unapologetic about it. She's proud and loud, and
she has opinions about everything and everyone, and she's not afraid to say her mind.
My mom has nothing like a filter in her dictionary. Like, she doesn't know what that means. She doesn't care for it. It's her world. Everybody just lives in it.
She's easily one of the funniest people I know. She cracks me up every time. You should really listen to the Aquavit Girls Therapy Lounge, then you understand what I'm talking about. She's funny. She has the funniest commentary to every freaking thing. She's a clown, don't worry.
My mom has so many layers, and I feel like if I wanted to talk about my mother today, I wouldn't really finish, because she's literally one of the most interesting person I know in this life. I swear, like, she should have a reality show or something.
I love that she's my mom, obviously. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world, because she's amazing. She's beautiful. She is resilient. She's hardworking. She's a God lover. She's kind. She's sweet. She's resourceful. She's industrious. She's tenacious. She's loyal. I am yet to meet somebody like her. I am out of all the adjectives, honestly. I thought I had everything in my head, but right now I'm just like, where they at? Anyways, I'm trying to say that my mom is amazing, because she really is. I really, really, really want to be like her when I grow up, but with money. I never say this to her, obviously, because really, you don't want to tell my mom something like that. You would just be shooting yourself in your foot. Yeah, that's it about my mom. Again, happy Mother's Day, everybody. I'm not late to this table. I don't care if it's taking me to say this, but happy Mother's Day, all of the mothers out there, to all of you. God bless all of you, and stay mothering. God bless me, even if not for me, for my mom. Anyways, so guys, with that, we've come to the end of this episode. Okay. All right, now I'm being weird. I hope you had a nice time listening. Honestly, I don't even know how I feel talking about my mother. She's going to kill me, some of the things I said, I'm sure. But yeah, story for another day. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't. Do that. That's Susanna Kube. Also, thanks for sticking with me up until this moment. You guys, I keep telling you, you're the best. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Let's talk about Podroom a little bit. So, Podroom is an app that enables you to listen to this show and talk about your favorite episodes with me, as well as with all the listeners. It also helps you donate to the show to help the show grow. Nigeria is still quoi? Oh, that's still for Nigeria has done something to us that's like, yeah, ... You know how we roll, you know what we do. If you want to be featured on here, honestly, I live for that. Please reach out to us. You can do that on Instagram at the Susanna Kube Podcast. If you want to send an email, it's at the Susanna Kube Podcast at gmail.com. If you want to tweet at us, it's at the letters DSU Akube Podcast. Also, if you want to talk to me directly, that's okay too. You know, you can do that on Instagram at susan.akube. Also, don't forget to share love and kindness, because the best thing you could ever do. So yes, guys, see you in my next episode. Love you. Bye.
Hello?
Yeah, Alpha.
I'm here.
Good evening. I want to make you do something for me. Say I love you. I won't record them.
Okay. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Today is Mother's Day.
just answer God. Which kind of one love you give me? What?
Thank you.
All right, I love you.
I love you too.
All right, bye bye. We are done. Later.